Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Zdeněk from Zdeněk's English Podcast. And guess what? You're listening to another episode. And today I'm not alone. I'm here with Jirka, my student. Jirka is an estate agent from Poděbrady, which is my hometown. This is where I live. And this is where we are today recording this episode. Jirka, this is not your first appearance on the podcast. You have already featured on it before, right?
Yes, you remember this? Yes, I remember.
Mm-hmm. So, you remember that we recorded an episode about...
About some sport activities.
Yes, it was about sport activities. And we talked, we discussed sports in general. And there was a double episode which was published.
Yes.
So, why did I decide to interview you today? Well, it's because, listeners, Jirka is going for a hike. But this is not just an ordinary hike. It's gonna be some hike. Because he's going to the Himalayas, right?
Yes, I am.
Yes, you are. Okay, so in this episode, I want to talk about your kind of expectations, because it's 6 days.
In 6 days, you are I'm leaving.
In 6 days, you're leaving.
Yes.
So in this podcast episode, I would love to talk about your expectations, about your feelings, and maybe about some stuff that is connected to hiking and going to places with extreme conditions. And the idea is that I record two-part series about you, if it's okay for you. So first we record this episode, which is before your trip. And then after, when you come back, we kind of try to compare if your expectations were kind of fulfilled or not.
Yes, if it's
okay for you. So, Jirka, you know, you're from the Czech Republic. Just to remind my listeners, you're from the Czech Republic. But, of course, the Himalayas, the mountains, the famous mountains, the highest mountains in the world, right, are not in the Czech Republic, of course.
No, the main part of the Himalayas is in Nepal.
It's in Nepal. Yes. So, now maybe it's the time to read first something about Himalayas.
Yes, okay.
I found this information on the internet, Wikipedia, right? So, first of all, just to remind my listeners, or just to tell my listeners, there are two possible versions of pronouncing these mountains. It's either Himalayas, okay, or Himalayas, all right? For some reason, I sometimes use the third version, Himalayas, which is incorrect. I think I've already used it on this podcast at the beginning. So I'm sorry, the correct pronunciation should be Himalayas, yeah? So let me read you something about the Himalayas. The Himalayas or Himalayas, from Sanskrit, Hima means snow, and Alaya means dwelling, literally abode of the snow. It's a mountain range in Asia, separating the plains of the Indian subcontinent from the Tibetan Plateau. The Himalayan range is home to the planet's highest peaks, including the highest Mount Everest. The Himalayas include over 100 mountains exceeding 7,200 meters, which is 23,600 feet. The Himalayas have profoundly shaped the cultures of South Asia. Many Himalayan peaks are sacred in both Buddhism and Hinduism. Besides the greater Himalayas, of these high peaks, there are parallel lower ranges. The Himalayas cross 6 countries, Bhutan, India, Nepal, China, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. I hope I'm pronouncing these countries well. I might cause some international scandal if I don't. So, with the first 3 countries having sovereignty over most of the range. 3 of the world's major rivers, the Indus and the Ganges, and the Tsakpo Brahmaputra, all rise near Mount Kailash and cross and encircle the Himalayas. Their combined drainage basin is home to 600 million people. So this was the introduction of the place where you're going, the Himalayas. And I think I have talked for way too long, and now it's the time for our guest, for our precious guest, to say something about this wonderful trip. So first, okay. Sirka, I thought I would ask you about your kind of overall feelings. How do you feel? How do you feel before this? Because it's a big thing, isn't it?
Well, my feelings, they are big.
Yeah, I can imagine.
They are very big. They are mixed because I'm looking forward. Mm-hmm. I'm excited about it. Mm-hmm. But I'm a little afraid what can happen on this trip, because there are some risks, dangerous, and we don't know what the weather will be and so mm-hmm. yes
and so on yes I can imagine. Well, I can't really imagine. Yeah. I can't, because I have never ever been hiking to such a place. So for me, this is a bit unimaginable, but that's why I have you here, so that you can actually help me imagine it. Yes. And help our listeners imagine this.
Yes, in the mountains, when the weather is fine, there are usually no problems. But in 1 or 2 hours, the weather can change very quickly, mm-hmm. and then there are very serious problems. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as you said, your feelings are kind of mixed.
Yes.
There are positive feelings, but there might be some negative ones.
Yes, but my positive feelings are much higher, and so I'm going.
So your positive feelings prevail
and
they kind of overshadow the negative feelings,
yes,
right?
Yes.
That's good. So you feel excited, nervous, but slightly maybe worried, slightly afraid. Right. We could say that you have ants in your pants, maybe. You know what it means? It's like an idiom when you have ants in your pants. It means you are excited.
I know. It means that I am not sure about what will be. Yes.
Maybe you are not sure about.
I'm nervous.
You're a little nervous, but yes. It can be also excited. So it's not just a negative phrase. It can it contains more emotions, kind of ambivalent emotions, more emotions which contradict, which go against each other. All right, let's talk about the whole trip, or we might call it expedition, right?
It's a little expedition. Not a usual trip, because
it's not a usual, because usual trip lasts like 2 days, and here it's more complicated than just a usual trip, so we can call it an expedition. So what is the aim, Jirka? What do you want to achieve? Where do you want to get?
Yes, the aim is to reach the peak, which is called Mera Peak. This peak is 6,476 meters high.
Mm-hmm. So it's quite high, right? I can't imagine, because the highest peak of the Czech Republic is Sněžka, and it's only 1,600 meters.
602 meters. I was there last Saturday.
Yeah, because for you it's like your second home.
Yes, right. But I don't have no other possibility to train in Czech Republic. Mm-hmm.
You need to go to Sněžka, which is our extreme place, but it's nothing compared to these mountains, because it's as we can see, it's maybe 1/4 of the height.
Yes, yes.
Of the height of the mountains in the Himalayas, right? So you want to get to this mountain. Can you repeat again what the name is?
Mera Peak.
Mera Peak. Mm-hmm. So it's not exactly the highest mountain, but it doesn't really matter. It can.
No. This is one of not so difficult summits, mm-hmm. and real mountain climbers use it as a training because they are going on some summits under 7,000 meters. Mm-hmm.
But I think it can still be challenging.
Yes, for normal people, it's very challenging. Mm-hmm. It's much difficult than Kilimanjaro on other summits people usually go.
Mm-hmm. People usually go to. Okay, so tell me about this. Where does this start? You said you're going in 6 days, right?
Yes.
So today it's Sunday.
Sunday. So next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
I'm leaving from Václav Havel Airport. On the flight ticket I have still Ruzyně.
All right.
So in the world it's still Ruzyně.
Yes, just to explain my listeners, Ruzyně used to be the biggest airport in the Czech Republic until it was renamed to the airport of Václav Havel, who was our first Czech president.
Yes. I think in Czech Republic we know it, but in other countries it is not as well known till now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So, Jirka, how long is this going to be? How long will you spend there in the Himalayas? What's the plan? Can you really plan this? Like,
before this interview, I printed a schedule which was made by Veronica.
Who is Veronica?
She is the girl who organized this trip.
Okay.
She is very
active
and has some
experience.
Has some experience and knows the people who will care about us in Himalayas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, which is very important.
Yes, she hired them and she knows them, and so we know that we will be served with no problems. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you'll be in good hands.
Yeah, in good hands. Yes,
we could say.
It's better to say.
All right. So what does your schedule say? How many days will this take?
From the beginning, for 1 or 2 days, we will spend on planes because we fly from airport Ruzyně via Dubai, Delhi, Delhi.
Dubai is in United Arab Emirates, and then Delhi is in India, of course.
And to Kathmandu. When we will change the plane to much smaller,
to a smaller plane,
and fly to Lukla.
Where is Lukla?
Lukla is in Nepal. And it's starting point of many
expeditions like yours.
Yes.
Nice. So as I can see, the schedule is kind of designed for 22 days,
22
right?
days, yes, yes.
So that's when you want to come back. Like the 22nd day is your return day.
22nd day, May the 10th, we will be back on Ruzyně airport, we hope.
And yes, of course. I hope too, because I really want to have more English lessons with you, Jirka.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to hearing from you about your wonderful experiences in the Himalayas. And not only me, I think.
Yes.
The listeners too. So, it's been planned for 22 days.
Yes.
So, which day are you supposed to reach the top or to reach the peak?
Look, in this schedule, it should be on the day 14th or 15th of our trip, because we have one reserve day because of the weather, because of our...
Reserve day means like wind. Maybe you won't manage...
Because
manage
the
this.
Wind, because the snowstorm,
okay.
Or because our bad health situation maybe.
Oh, really?
Because there is problem. We start in Lukla, it's 2,800 meters. And we are going up, and so it's danger of mountain sickness.
So as you say, there are some dangers and risks. Yes. So we can spend some time talking about these risks. Yes. So you mentioned this mountain sickness, yeah? It's called acute mountain sickness.
Yes.
I read about this before the interview.
And it
AMS.
AMS, okay.
It's abbreviated to AMS, and it's kind of natural for humans when they go to such high altitudes.
Yes, it's natural.
That there is less oxygen, obviously, and there are some pressure changes.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
It is difficult for our bodies to adjust, to accommodate, to acclimatize.
Yes, yes.
So that's exactly what it is.
Yes, basically, I don't know it from the medical point of view, but we know that we are not allowed to raise too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Because our body is not able
to cope with this,
to cope with such changes.
Yes. So there are even such rules there, like it's against the law.
Yes, it's
against
the law, against the our physical possibilities.
Okay, so there are some principles all these mountain hikers and climbers should respect.
Respect.
And follow these rules. Otherwise, of course, you can get into trouble, right?
Yes.
So you will, of course, respect this because you're a responsible hiker and climber. Is this gonna be hiking or climbing, Jirka? Are we talking about hiking or climbing?
It's 90% or 95% hiking. Mm-hmm. It means we will walk and some small parts we will climb with ropes, but we will have some Sherpas who will help us.
So Sherpas are these guys?
Who take our baggage. And who will cook us?
Cook for you.
Won't
cook you.
That's not funny. Not me. Only all right, for me.
So maybe your Sherpas are cannibals.
They will cook
you. Okay. So fortunately, no one is going to cook you.
Yes.
You can always hope, but you never know. Maybe the people will be hungry there, and it will be nice piece of flesh and meat for them. Yeah. You never know. All right. Now, we are talking about the dangers there. So this is the AMS, acute mountain
sickness.
Yes, I think it's
the biggest danger.
Biggest danger.
But when we do our acclimatization well, we will avoid this danger.
Okay.
Yes.
So basically, technically it means you need more time. The more time you spend there, the better your body will adjust.
Yes,
your body will get used to the conditions.
Yes.
Because obviously our body, what does it mean? Does it mean that your body starts producing more blood?
There are some problems about the blood cells.
So you need more blood cells.
Yes.
And our body
needs some time to do it.
To start producing more blood cells.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So I think the worst thing is that we have a certain time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can't stay on one place 2 days.
For too long.
When we have some problems.
So we could say that your time constraint, you have some time restrictions, you have time constraint, and it means you are under the pressure.
Yes.
You are under pressure and everything has to go according to plan.
Yes. We have 1 or 2 reserve days, but not more. Mm-hmm. So it may happen that some of us must stay in some...
Some of you will have to stay...
Stay on some lower place.
In a lower camp.
And wait on the other...
Wait for the others.
Wait for the others when they return, because the last 5 days trek is the same way up and down.
Okay, so let's talk about some other dangers. Obviously, the temperature is quite low there, isn't it? Because it's cold there.
Yes,
basically, right? There is a lot of snow around.
Yes, because it's my first trip.
We didn't tell our listeners. So, I'm sorry, we forgot to tell our listeners that this is not your very first trip to Himalayas. It's your second trip.
My second trip, but the first trip I had in autumn.
Ah.
So, it was more dry land. There was no snow.
No snow?
No. Yes, it wasn't as high,
okay.
But it was after the summer. So, there was better condition for walking,
for walking and hiking.
But the nature was dry and plain.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but in the spring we will have much more snow.
Mm-hmm.
But the nature will be nice because will be some, I don't know, rhododendrons or whatever.
Yes. So you mean like some plants will start blossoming?
Yes. It should be nicer.
The spring is waking up now,
yes,
right?
Yes, it should be nicer, but harder.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully you're going to enjoy it and take a lot of photos, of course. So the temperature, how low should it be?
There are big differences in night and day. In night, it could be 20 degrees below zero.
Okay.
And in the day, when it's a sunny day, it's 20 degrees above zero, yes.
All right.
And problem is wind, because when it's a windy day, the feeling temperature can be 40 degrees.
Oh, you mean like feeling temperature? Sure. It means like you can feel like it's much hotter. Sure.
Yes, yes.
Hotter. So it's quite extreme. So you will have to have a lot of clothes, a lot of different sorts of clothes, because maybe during the day you can sunbathe.
Yes, basically.
And it's better if you take off a lot of clothes, otherwise you will pour sweat.
And there is no possibility where to dry this. Yeah. So it's a very big problem.
Okay. But you have to carry everything with you, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right. And at night you have to be really dressed properly, because minus 20 degrees, it's not a nice thought.
Yeah, we have to have very good sleeping bags and
some warm clothes.
Yes, yes.
Quality warm clothes.
And boots are very important.
Boots are very important. Okay, what about some avalanches? No avalanches? Like, can there be some snow going your way?
I didn't hear that of this risk, but we don't know. Mountains, you never know.
You never know. Oh, yes. What about some blisters, you know, when you walk long distances where your shoes...
I have my shoes for a long time, so I hope I won't have any
blisters,
but I have some plasters, yes.
Just in case.
Yes, yes.
But that usually happens when you have new shoes or boots, that you get blisters, so hopefully this won't bother you on your way. Okay, I would like to make this point that this is going to be not only physically challenging, but also mentally, right? Like physically, you really need to be trained for this, because you're going to go for a long, long time, and you're going to carry some load on your back, right? But this can also be mentally challenging. Like, you mustn't give up, you know? Sometimes the conditions might be harsh, not so pleasant, and you mustn't give up. You must press on. You can't look back. You mustn't stop.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
So you have to think positively,
the last 2 days, everybody of us will be exhausted.
Exhausted.
And so it's about our mental condition to go up.
So what do you do? Like, do you talk to each other during the trip, or do you? Yeah. Is it better to save energy? Like, can you get exhausted more when you start talking to your
We are able to talk, it's good. But in the last part of the trip, everybody goes without any word. Only goes, yes. Maybe right. Sometimes some bad words from...
Yeah,
you know what I mean, yes.
You're talking about bad words. It happens on my podcast all the time, don't worry.
Yeah.
And I don't go to Himalayas. Yes. For this, so I can understand why you might need this. But obviously, as you said, you are quite dependent on the weather, on the weather conditions, and as you said, it might change rapidly. It can be very changeable at such high altitudes. It's generally changeable in high altitudes, but in Himalayas, this is extremely high altitudes, so the weather can change unexpectedly, right?
But we go in such part of the year when we hope will be no rain.
There will be no rain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we hope. Could there be snow?
Yes, it could.
Mm-hmm. And hail?
I don't know.
Like storm and hail, it's like pieces of ice.
Ice.
Falling. Yes, falling from the sky.
It could be. It could be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, have you watched the weather forecast, or do you? Is it? Is there any point in watching weather forecast?
No, because I don't think it will tell us the truth. Because the real condition we will know maybe in Lukla, 5 days before. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, but is it precise? Like, are there precise predictions?
No.
Never? Like, can they predict the weather for next day at least? For the following day?
I'm afraid in Himalayas we will see only the one day before.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. The problem it's in Europe mm-hmm. to know the weather in mountains sometimes, 5 days yeah. before it's yes. a big problem.
But
yes.
in Himalayas it's not so yes. so well covered. And yes. but at least it will be interesting and exciting, yes. Hirka. Yes. It can be really adventurous.
Yes.
Okay. So how should you prevent such dangers or problems? So maybe you take some measures before this whole trip, right? For example, I think just off top of my head, I think you should dress up very well, right? Like to have some good shoes.
Yes, okay. it must be. It's
a must.
It's a must. Yes, uh-huh, it's a must. Uh-huh.
So you will have to be well equipped, right? Yes. You carry, as you said, you carry rope.
We have one rope for our group.
For your group,
and maybe Sherpas have another. I don't know.
Sherpas, yeah.
But when there will come some accident,
uh-huh. maybe. In case of accident,
yes.
What about some compass, maybe?
One of our group will have some GPS.
One of your group members.
Group members will have some GPS machine, mm-hmm. but
only one member.
Yes, because we should go all together.
I know, but what if something happens to this person? Like, what will you do?
We must believe our Sherpas, mm-hmm. because they know the mountains.
So how many Sherpas will there be helping you?
I'm not sure, about five.
Five? So five. There will be five, we could say, locals, five locals.
Yes, there are five locals
people.
And maybe two of them are really mountain guiders.
Mountain guides.
The mountain guides.
Uh-huh.
It's a higher level than Sherpa, yes.
All right.
Because
all right.
They have some...
So they are really specialists.
Specialists.
Experts.
Experts, yes.
Mm-hmm. So what about a map? Are you going to have a map?
Or yes.
Will a map help you?
I'm not sure. But everyone of us will have his own map, because not in the last few days, but when we will be in the villages near on the trip, maybe we should ask some native people.
You will need to ask some native people
which way to go.
Which
yes.
way to go, and the map will help
yes,
you to
yes,
orientate.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm, to get around. Okay. And so you're not gonna have any... So what about your food? Will you carry a lot of food?
Yeah,
with you?
I understand you. When you talked
you meant food,
I
food.
Meant...
You looked at your feet.
Feet, yes.
But
yes,
I
yes.
meant food. We say foot. Foot is shorter.
Yes.
But food, it means what you eat, yes. of course.
Yes. We have food for last 2 days,
mm-hmm.
when the Sherpas didn't cook for us.
Don't cook for us. For
so I have some special... dried food.
Okay, like full of energy, I guess.
Yes, yes, and some muesli bars mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. so.
So something with a lot of energy and sugar in it.
And if some of these bars I won't eat, I will get it to children.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean if something is left,
something is
when
left.
You come
back,
you will give it to you will
children,
give it to
because,
children.
As
maybe, sorry, Ilka, to interrupt you, but maybe it would be a good idea to sell this, because you will become so famous there that it will rise in price, these bars of chocolate. This is the chocolate yeah. that Ilka carried to Merapik,
yes.
and it will rise in price, maybe.
Yes, but I know that the people in the mountains are very pure.
Poor,
very poor. Hmm. And as I remember... Children want some...
Oh, you mean children there? Of
yes,
course,
children.
I didn't realize. I thought you mean children in here.
No, there.
You will give it to children
yes.
there and they will
so
be very happy.
There are begging for
beggars
for sweets or for and for pens.
Really?
And as I saw, the pen is more than some sweet.
Really?
Because they need it maybe in school and they haven't.
They don't. They don't have it.
So I will take some from pencils.
Take pens from your company.
From my company, and they will, the children in Nepal will
maybe
will write their homeworks with them.
Yeah, that will be awesome. So, like they will use your pens. And it can only make you proud because you did a good deed, and it can help somebody. So, well, nice. Okay. So, are you going to carry any gadgets or gizmos? Like some, you mentioned GPS. Yeah, there will be one GPS per groups. But what about your phones, smartphones?
I will.
Will you take your smartphones?
Yes, I will take it. But I will. Set him off.
You will turn it off.
Turn it off because of the batteries and.
But it will it work there? Like there is no signal.
No. After the trip, when we return to the hotel, I will turn it on.
Okay, but are you going to have any radios? Maybe to communicate? Like
no
radios.
No.
So how will you communicate if something happens? Not.
In the danger part of the trip, we should be all together. We should see one to another. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't be able out of contact. Yes. Mm-hmm. Out of visual contact. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, any more gadgets or like some?
We will have some special things on our boots. In Czech, we say mačky.
Uh-huh.
There are some iron. Piece of
metal
we get on our shoes not to slide down.
So this will be like this will prevent falling.
It prevent falling,
sliding,
bending,
tripping
from the hill.
Sounds dangerous to me.
Yes. And zeppelin. It's something like I don't know.
I'm really sorry. It's just
motička.
Maybe hoe.
Maybe
this is difficult vocabulary for me, even as a teacher. But I think motička is a Czech word, means hoe, like when you have to cut something.
Yes.
Like to cut ice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, Jirka. I know you have trained for a long time for this. You have been going to the gym because I go to the same gym as you. This is actually where we met. So I see you there every day. Pouring sweat on the treadmill machine. I can see that you have been preparing for this responsibly, haven't you?
Yes, I have. And because I have no other possibility.
Mm-hmm.
In Czech Republic, in winter, I have no possibility to go somewhere.
Especially because this winter this wasn't really winter, was it?
Yes.
There was no snow. No. It was hot, warm.
Because the best thing is to train somewhere in the mountains.
Of course,
yes.
because your body will adjust to the conditions. Yeah. But where, if you don't have this option? But so you have been training because you, of course, you need to be in a good shape for this trip. It's gonna be, as you said, exhausting. You will need to be able to keep some walking rhythm.
Yes,
and you need a lot of stamina.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a 14-day trip, and the last few days is very hard.
It's very hard, so you will need to be in good condition, good physical condition. Are you in a good physical condition now, after working so hard?
I hope yes, but I will see there in the Himalayas if is it true, yes?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so why don't you tell me something about your group, Jirka? You said there will be some Sherpas. Sherpas are people, some guides, some local guides, all right? So that you will have some local guides who will help you on your way, and they will cook, not you, they will cook for you.
For us, yes.
Cook for you there. And, but, okay, so how many of you are there from the Czech Republic?
Like, yes. What,
the members?
Yeah, a group of seven people.
Well, that's a one lucky number, isn't it?
Yes. One is, as I mentioned, Veronica, who organized this trip.
So she's like the boss?
Yes.
She's in charge, kind of?
She's one of us, but she is in charge, and she is, I think, most experienced of us.
I think it's always good to have somebody who is in charge, because you never know what's going to happen, you know. And at the end of the day, someone has to make a decision, right? So if people have different ideas about what should be done, of course you can do it a democratic way, or you can have someone who you trust, who you believe, and they will make the decision for you.
Yes, and...
So who else is in your group?
The second guy is Svatka. All other people I know only from our one meeting.
Okay,
in Brno.
So you don't really know these people?
Yes, yes.
You have seen them only once?
We have seen each other. Five men are from Moravia. There are SI men between 50 or 55. So I hope we all have the same physical condition, and so we will go in the similar...
You will keep the similar pace or tempo.
You will
keep the momentum.
Yes, yes.
Because you are all of similar age. But how do you know? I mean, I know you go to the gym every day. Maybe you will be too good for them. And maybe by the time you get to the peak, they will be 2,000 meters below you or something.
We don't know. Usually, on such type of trip, some people succeed, some no.
Some don't.
It is
actually likely, it is probable that some people will be weaker, some will be stronger.
Yes.
So you will see. Hopefully you will be in the group, in the best group there, in the most successful group there. Or you will be among those who reach the top. Because, as you told me before, during our previous encounters, you never know. Of course, you wish. This is your goal, to get to the top. But you never know what's going to happen. And maybe some of you, hopefully not you, some of you will have to decide to stay somewhere at certain height, at the camp,
but
and to let the others continue by themselves.
Yes. But I don't think to reach the top is so important. It will be nice, but if we don't, I think our memories will be nice too.
Of course. But obviously, we are humans, we want to succeed, we are competitive, so it's like when you play a football match. You enjoy the game, but if you lose, you don't enjoy it as much as if you win, right?
So,
I believe, you hope, and of course, I hope too, that you will succeed there. And for this, I really, Jirka, wish you good luck, and I cross you my all fingers, I have 10 fingers, and I have also 10 toes on my feet. They are not frostbitten. Yours might be in a few days, but hopefully you will deal with these problems. And I wish you good luck, and break a leg as well. This is another expression we can use, break a leg. But please, Jirka, don't take it literally. Don't break your leg. Just break a leg. It means do your best. Yeah. And let's hope no one is going to cook you there, because that wouldn't be really nice. Yeah. And I wish you good luck, and hopefully you arrive in one piece, and we can record. We can record a sequel to this wonderful interview. And once again, thank you for recording it.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.